State lawmakers will have their first official chance to weigh in on Governor Walker's spending plan for Wisconsin starting Tuesday. The Joint Finance Committee will kick off a series of budget briefings. Members will review the amounts of money Walker wants each state agency to spend over the next 2 years. J.R. Ross is the editor of the online digest WisPolitics.com, and he monitors state government. Ross told WUWM's Annalise Henzel that he expects several areas of contention between the governor and the legislature, even among fellow Republicans.
The fights to watch are going to be transportation. Lawmakers have not been very enthusiastic about Governor Walker's proposal to go to a self-insurance model for state employees. And then a big thing is going to be education funding. Governor Walker has had a vulnerability the last couple of budgets and last elections on education funding because he's not put as much money into schools, K-12, as some would like. Well, now he's proposing $650 million in additional aid to K-12 schools. That's a big chunk of change and seems to be kind of an indication to some people that he's going to run for election in 2018, because you do that kind of a proposal if you're going to want a politically popular budget. Well, the lawmakers, they're happy to see more money going to schools, but they have other priorities like roads. But he put these guys in a position of, okay, if you want to put more money into roads, are you willing to take it out of schools? That's a dicey proposition and puts lawmakers in a difficult situation of, okay, go back home to my voters and say, yes, we put more money into schools, but I took some of what Governor Walker wanted to put into roads. How do you feel about that?
Let's touch on that transportation budget. We've been hearing that it's contentious for months. Remind us of what the big challenges are for that agency's portion of the budget.
Basically, Governor Walker said he doesn't want to raise revenues for the transportation fund. He wants to use what we have coming in and redirect it to basically maintenance. At one point, Governor Walker had said that he would veto any budget that raised the gas tax or registration fee without a corresponding offset and a tax cut somewhere else. So some Republicans said, okay, that's the deal. If we can find a way to cut taxes by X million, we can raise revenues for transportation by Y million. Well, Governor Walker's made clear the last couple months that that's not really the deal he was striking. He was saying, look, that's a starting point. And it's clear from his comments, he's not going to raise revenues or allow revenues to be raised, the transportation fund, no matter what. So how do Republicans get around that if they want to spend more money on projects like 94 in the Milwaukee area or, you know, pick your big project around the state? Where do they find the money? That's the big question for him right now.
The governor is fond of saying that his budgets don't kick the can down the road, as budgets of his predecessors have. But a new report says that there is a pretty hefty structural deficit that the governor is creating if this budget is passed. Is that something that you expect lawmakers to bring up when they take their first crack at the budget this week?
A little bit, but the structural deficit is an interesting number. You have to remember what that is if you take our current spending commitment and project it out in the future, what we're committed to spending in the next biennium, and take the current level of money revenues we have coming in, that's your structural deficit. It assumes no revenue growth. That's not likely. So it's more of a measure of the kind of long-term fiscal health of the budget. So while it's almost $1.1 billion, the structural deficit, it's actually, go back the last 20 years, it's the third best starting point we've had over that period. Other than this one and two other budgets Governor Walker has proposed, we've had structural deficits of $1.5 billion or more that entire time, and had one, I think, as much as $2.8 billion. So it's an issue of where we're putting ourselves in the situation for the next budget. We have to have that much revenue growth just to break even. But it's not that bad when you look at it long-term, put that perspective.